Hi everyone, this is John Ong from Online Podcast. It's no music today because I'm just doing a simple podcast today. I was listening to Madge Weinstein talking about Madge's girlfriend health condition, and it was kind of weird that it happened today because it, while listening to it, made me cry for the first time listening to Madge Weinstein. Usually it makes me laugh, and this time makes me cry. And you know, that's life, and I have fun podcasts. And in fact, I was planning on interviewing a bunch of Asian hunky man doing music video lip-syncing to popular songs tonight, and I call the mischievousboys.com. You can go check it out. I'm still hoping to talk to them and interview them in the near future, but I am just not going to be able to do it. We did some tests last night with one of the guys, and was going to schedule an appointment tonight and do an interview. Then this morning I found out from my cat's vet that that Chai, that cute little Chai that you know, my cat that you've seen many times on my video podcasts, and that he's going to have to get some procedure done tomorrow. And according to what the nurse and the doctor said, it sounds pretty scary. And of course, as a concerned parent, I don't know what you think. I don't care what you think of. I think of Chai as my child, so screw you. I'm very worried, and I of course go online and do some research, and that makes it even worse based on the symptom. And he seemed healthy, but he's been sneezing for a long time, and we thought that it was upper respiratory infection, and being treating him with antibiotics, and it doesn't go away. And then we realized that he also started to sneeze with blood in his snot. So I just have this very bad vibe, and it's, what is it today? It's Thursday. You probably get, I don't know when you're going to get this. I don't know if I'm going to post it. Maybe I will. So you'll get this sometime today or tomorrow. And based on the symptom, did a search online, and it doesn't sound very good. And the worst scenario is he might have some form of tumor, cancer, and that just worries me. And I don't know, it doesn't feel very, I just have this feeling, you know, since the very beginning of his sneezing, I just have this weird feeling about it, and I hope I'm wrong. And if you listen to Madge Weinstein, it's probably more serious where what Madge's girlfriend's going through. But this is my boy, you know. So there you go. There's an article just recently on January 16th in Malaysia, under one of the local newspaper, Chinese newspaper that I spoke to late last year, and they finally came up with an article of my two podcasts, PenangHokkien.com, as well as this onlinepodcast.com. And since online podcast is really stuff around me, I actually thought about posting a message saying I'm not going to do any shows for a while, but instead of doing that, I just am gonna, post it, because just yesterday I was looking at the article and I said something about it's podcasting is compared to radio. Podcast is alive. You get to hear the humanness of people behind the microphones. And based on that, of what I said in the article, I'm gonna post this. And just to let you know, I'm okay, but I just don't feel very good about the situation with Chai. And if you're listening to this for the first few times, or if this is your first show, the reason why I'm that concerned and that worried is because I think within the last, I don't know what, 3-4 years, I have lost 2 cats. And both of them died of feline leukemia. And having to see them, go through that and bring them to the vet and never take them to the vet and never take them home. That feeling is just awful. And I feel like I may have to go through this eventually. It's not going to happen that soon, I don't think, if it is indeed the tumor that I'm thinking, the worst case scenario. I'm hoping that I'm wrong and it will all be okay. So sound quality is not going to be good, and I'm just going to post this and let you know. This is what I'm feeling right now. This is January 19th, a Thursday, late afternoon, about 5 o'clock. And tomorrow we're going to take the boy, Dick Chai, into the vet. Well, I am going to do that in the morning, and he's going to have to be sedated for the procedure and maybe do some biopsy or something, I don't know, some blood test. And if it is feline leukemia, I am... It's almost, I don't know what to say then. I mean, the part of the, what I've been reading, one of the reasons that cats have that is because of feline leukemia. And especially kittens. And I was so concerned that Taj, our older cat, is going to be giving, Taj lived with Shadow for a year, and Shadow finally died of feline leukemia without us knowing, because he was tested negative, and then we adopted Tosh, and then I was, after Shadow died, I was very concerned that Tosh might have it, so we make sure for over a year, almost 2 years, and then did a couple of tests on Chai. No, on Tosh, and making sure that she doesn't have feline leukemia before we adopt Chai. And of course, we adopt Chai from whatever, PetSmart, and according to the paper, he was tested negative. So I thought that everything is safe. But of course, I'm just guessing right now. I don't know for sure that he actually has that. But it just worries me, So that's me, that's my life, no music, and you can smile. I mean not for this situation, but I certainly can't smile today. I'm still toughing it out, on the outside when I see clients, and I just, try to do something else to forget about it. I can't just, if I see him, I just want to spend as much time as possible with the boy. Not that I'm not saying that he's what's, I don't really know what's wrong yet. It might not be anything major, but it, according to my interpretation of the tone of voice from the doctor and the tone of voice from the nurse, from the vet today, because I took him in this morning and they said that you may have to bring him back again tomorrow so that we can actually do this procedure to find out what's wrong. Doesn't sound too good to me, if you ask me. So I hope everything's will turn out okay for Gussie Yetzkowitz from Madge's girlfriend, and I hope that Chai would be okay too. I hope that I'm wrong. I'm sorry it's such a downer, but there you go. You get to share the happy part of my life, and you get to share the sad part of my life too. Now I'm just very worried and concerned, so I needed to get it out. I cried earlier because I've it makes me sad. This is life, isn't it? Painful. It's painful. Okay, well, thank you for this is not a typical show. It's if you're just now checking out the show, but please stay subscribed and I'll keep you posted with the root test, and I'm sure after the procedure it'll take about a week before we can find out what's wrong, and that is going to be another week of agonizing wait. I hate that. So, but thank you for your subscription, and thank you for downloading the show and listening to me rambling. And sorry to those boys, mischievous boys, that I have to postpone the recording of their interview. Could have been really fun tonight, but I just cannot see myself be happy and cheerful talking about something fun and silly at this point. So rather than faking it, I would rather not do it. Alright, I know, I've said it many times, but okay, I will keep you posted either on my blog as a written post. I just have a little bit of time right now during my break that I'm doing this recording, so if I have time, I will do another recording tomorrow and let you know what's going on, or Saturday, or Monday, I don't know. My shows are typically Mondays and Thursday, but when a situation like this happens, I'm just going to post. So thank you very much. I will talk to you another time. And don't forget to smile. I will try my best. Bye-bye.